Tom, in your writing, you have brought some refreshing, well-rooted perspective to today's church regarding what it means to be the body of Christ in our generation. Could you speak to some of the scriptural resources that would inform our understanding of worship and worship leadership?
There are some sort of primary scriptural resources here, and I think of Revelation chapter 4, which is this vision that John the seer has of the heavenly dimension of present earthly reality. And it begins with these four living creatures who are representing the non-human creation. And they are simply praising God and saying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." That's what they're saying all the time. And I preached a rather fanciful sermon some years ago in which I said, basically, this is the song the penguins are singing as they march around the ice. This is the song that the trees are singing when they come out into blossom and so on. And I think one of the things that the church is called to do is it's called to make articulate the praise of all creation. And creation is praising God by being who God has called it to be. And we humans are given a mind and words to sum that up and present it before God. So however I'm feeling, whatever's going on in my life, it's rather like that wonderful thing in the book of the prophet Habakkuk, where he says, though the fig tree doesn't blossom, though there are no grapes on the vine, yet I will glory in my God. You know, there's a sense of God is worthy to be praised, and it is my duty as a human being to gather up the praises of creation and present them before his throne. And that's basic, and we should do that all the time, every day, morning and evening, whenever. Then in the middle of that, we have other things to do as well, but that's the kind of bottom line, and I would love to see the church's worship more consciously growing from that, gathering up the praises of creation. And then within that, we also praise God for redemption. And that's where we move into Revelation 5. But that is the basic bottom line.